Your daily Devo for March 30th, 2021, titled Looking and Seeing, written by Richard Eckley, read by Matthew Teagy. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. John chapter 20, verse 8. Peter Wallaben, in his book The Hidden Life of Trees, refutes the oft-spoken adage, "You can't see the forest for the trees." As a forester, he would claim, if you really want to know about the forest, you need to look more closely at the trees themselves. His book is an exhilarating examination of the interconnected nature of trees as they exist under a hidden canopy. It may be true that some people get bogged down in the minutiae of details, but others are so focused on the big picture that they're not able to bend down and look at the details that go into the flyover patterns of life. The foot race that took place on Easter Day was won by John, but he stopped at the opening merely to look. Simon Peter, panting and puffing, went past him straight to the tomb, where he examined and looked over the detritus of the resurrection. Finally, John went into the tomb for himself, and he saw and believed. The account uses the words look and see to distinguish different ways that our eyes work. Sometimes we see linens and cloths, and sometimes we see the truth of God's power. It is this kind of seeing that gives rise to belief. In looking for lofty goals, we may fail to see God in the daily details. Today's action step. Notice the little pictures that make up your life's arc.
This devotional is provided to you by Wesleyan Publishing House and is used by permission. All scripture is taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version. For more information on content use or copyright, visit www.wesleyan.org/WPH.